You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome to the Drop the Needle podcast, your backstage pass to the corporate jungle. I'm your host, Jim Allstott, and here, industry titans step up to the mic, sharing their epic journeys. We're hitting the high notes and the low notes of their careers, creating a symphony of success. This isn't just another interview show. It's where truth bombs are dropped and secrets are revealed. So grab your conductor's baton, because who knows, this just might help you compose the next huge hit of your career. Are you ready? Let's go. Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Drop the Needle podcast. I'm your host, Jim Allstott, and I'm so happy you all decided to join us. Today, we have as our guest my podcast PIC and newly published author, Miss Irene Doresti. Welcome back, Irene.
Hey, Jim. Hey, everybody. It's good to be back.
Excellent. It seems like it's been forever since you've been on, and I'm so happy to have you here.
I know. Time's been flying by.
It really has. And today's episode, what we're going to talk about is, as I mentioned in the opening, Irene is a newly published author, which is so cool. So I want to talk a little bit about that. We'll start out with, when did you decide that you wanted to be an author?
Yeah, okay. That's a great question, because I always, people always tell me you're a great storyteller. You always have so many stories to tell. I always start from like the very beginning and set the tone and then tell the whole story. But it was always verbally, right? Always when I was with friends or family and like, tell that story again. That was amazing. And so in the back of my mind, I'm like, one day I'm going to write a book and it's going to be titled, You Can't Make This Shit Up. Because all my stories are based around my kids, my family, you know, just the funny, crazy things that happen, you know, on a day to day. So some of them are better than others, but, you know, usually there's a huge, like, I can't even believe that happened, right? So that was always my thing, but I never considered myself as an author. And to be honest, I wasn't a great student with, you know, punctuation and spelling and, you know, run-on sentences. So it was always better speaking. You know, I always felt like I was more of a speaker rather than a author. Right. And, you know, life presents, new opportunities. And I was asked to be part of, you know, the Heal to Lead book, you know, by Jen Grace and Raven Petty. And I was like, you know what, I'm going to give it a shot. I did, you know, try to do the I Can't Make This Shit Up book. And what I was realizing was there was a lot of personal stories with my kids, my families.
Yeah, that's
sure how to navigate, you know, their privacy, or, you know, do they really want that out in the world? So I have some chapters written, and eventually it will, maybe as they get older, it would be more funny to look back on life rather than in the moment of the chaos.
Right.
So, and then we can see our path as we evolve and grow to adults. So, So it was great. And the best part about how it came about for me was having coaching partners, right? Accountability, reading back some of the chapters and getting that feedback. And what I think a lot of authors get stuck on is hearing the feedback, right? So it's not
Hell
criticism.
yeah.
You know, it's not criticism. It's just, you know, I want to hear people's feedback. And as I did, I was like a little more encouraged. I'm like, you know what? I was learning to accept the feedback, not as criticism, but as, you know, data and information. And that helped me a lot because it moves you past the fear of who's going to read this, you know, how does this, you know, pertain to people. But what I learned through this process of Heal to Lead, turning your wounds into wisdom, was we all have a story. We all have the same fears, worries, and doubts, but we just have a different story to tell.
So you referred to Heal to Lead. That's the title of the book?
That's the title of the book.
Okay, thanks. Yeah.
Turning
Very good.
Wounds to wisdom. And it was really like amazing as I read everyone else's chapters because I didn't read the chapters until after it was published. I only submitted my own. And it was really moving. You know, it was really moving how
I'm
that
sure.
has a story to tell, and we can overcome anything when you have the tools with mindfulness and emotional intelligence and not believing our own bullshit and detaching from the story that we tell ourselves. And then when we get on the other side of it, part of that journey and the lessons learned is for me to be here as a transformational life coach. So, you know,
Right.
this is why I went through what I went through so that I could be sitting here with you right now, sharing that story. And, you know, hopefully listeners out there will say, you know what, I do have a story to tell. And
So
you
with
know,
that,
out there in the world.
and I'm sure that the whole process, and I'm sorry to talk over you,
No,
I
that's
didn't
all.
mean to, but I'm sure the whole process in writing a book seems to be a bit overwhelming when you first look at it. You always see in the movies where this writer sits down in the attic with the typewriter and they put the paper in there and they're like, okay, let's go. Yeah, and nothing comes to them because they're like, holy shit, I've got writer's block and I don't even have page one. You know, but the reason I bring that up is you took the course on how to write this book through Jen Grace, right?
So we had a writer's club. And we logged on, you know, once a week, and we went through the process of what it takes to get an editor, what it takes to get it published, you know, when we went through, you know, all the education, because who knows, right, how much work is
Right.
involved with that. And that deters people right off the bat, you know, to try to get it published. And everyone has a book in their head or a book written on their computer for years, yet it's never published. So
Right.
we did, we met every week, we had accountability buddies, we learned the process of writing, and then just start writing. And what the best part about it is you learn to chunk it down. You learn
Right.
to, you know, put things in your notes, right? When you have a great idea, but you're in the middle of something else and you just speak it into your notes. And then you know, that it kind of makes like creates a file that when you go back and you have writer's block, you're like, oh yeah, I remember that story. I want to put that in. And then put on some nice music, light a candle, and just start writing. You know,
That's cool.
it doesn't matter what it looks like. You can always edit it, you know. And
Right,
my
right.
misunderstanding was first draft was the one that was going to be published. And then I learned very quickly that that's not the case. You know, so in my
Yeah.
chapter, there was so much more. But then when you have the rules and regulations that only can only be 2,500 words, then you got to start, you know, cutting some, you know, pieces out.
I would imagine knowing you the way I do, that had to be difficult
Oh yeah.
to limit your talking.
It's exactly how I talk, right? It's almost how I write, and it's every detail
I
and everything.
love that
It
though.
gets super wordy, and then when you only have a certain limited of you know, words you can put on the word count for the chapter, it was torturing me to like, oh no,
Oh,
but
I'm
I
sure.
like that. That was funny. And then so you really learn a lot. You know, you learn a lot of you know, words that you can't use because it's what do they call it? It's like a copyrighted. It's owned by
okay.
someone. And
you can't say Super Bowl. They have to say the big game now.
Yeah, right, right, right. And I was like, what do you mean you can't do those kind of things? So with editing and with Raven, she was amazing, you know, and she would come back and give you her suggestions and say, okay, well, we can't use this word. Take it out. And yeah, it was great.
I've got a million-dollar idea right here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to copyright the word the.
Oh.
Imagine if you could do that.
Yeah.
You make a lot of money. Hey, you can't use that. That's copyright infringement. That's the.
Right.
That'd be awesome, wouldn't it? I don't know. I digress. So, yeah. Now, that's very cool. So with the whole process in the course, was it an 8-week course? Because I know Jen's courses are typically in that 8-week time frame.
Yeah.
Was it? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So
the first was going through, you know, the logistics of editing and writing and how to, you know, how to get published. And then it went into blocking out some time while we were online just to write, you know, and just to get it on paper. And then, you know, moved into the you know, how you show up. Procrastination, does it have to be perfect, you know? And so we can even she coaches us through our, you know, our bullshit, right?
Yeah,
through what's in our way, you know, it's not going to be good enough. Who's going to read it? All that self-talk, right? And then we get our accountability partners and we, you know, have to read to each other. So now you're accountable to have something to share. And as the weeks went on, you know, it was really great. And the Raven and Grace Publishing Company, that Jen established, Jen and Raven, is phenomenal. They're going to be putting out so many books, so many talented authors that just didn't know how to take that first step. I highly recommend you look them up and ask for their assistance and get the ball rolling.
So what I'll do too is I'll go ahead and I'll put that in the show notes as far as the link to Jen's courses and so people can, if they have an inclination about being an author or they want to be an author, they can check that out because I know that Jen has a unique ability to cut through all of the bullshit and put things in a concise, meaningful way that everybody can digest and actually apply, which is awesome because, you know, I've been through some courses that you go, okay, that was cool, but I don't know what the hell just happened. You're listening to some folks about, you know, talking about whatever it is they're discussing. But so with your chapter, what was the inspiration behind that?
So the inspiration behind that was really why I became a life coach. You know, why I stepped into the world of holistic health, why I needed to change, right? Right. And why I was, for me personally, was hitting rock bottom. And I said, something needs to change. I was on the hamster wheel of life, raising my kids, going through the motions, but yet there was something that was never right. And the heaviness that I was feeling, and I was just not sure what, you know, what to do. And that was the basis of my chapter is, you know, always wanting to help my kids and fix my kids and make sure that they were happy and safe and okay. And my role as a mom. And then who was I outside that role? You know, and when someone asked me, like, what do you like? What are your hobbies? What are your habits? And I said, I had no idea. You know, here I was, young, independent, strong woman with goals and plans for my life. You know, I met an amazing man. I got married. I have 4 children. And then 25 years later, they're all grown. And I said, well, who am I?
What? Right.
Right. Yeah. You know, and wasn't even empty nester yet. It was just, I didn't even know who I was, what I liked to eat, what I, you know, because it was always what the kids wanted or what movies I liked, you know, the years and years and years of
the Shrek.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. Right. You know, I had no idea. So it really, for me, my part of my chapter was just, you know, explaining, how I just went under and I had a reoccurring dream that I was drowning and it just was too much. And next thing you know, studying Reiki and integrated energy therapy, then becoming a mindset trainer and transformational coach, working with kids, teens, adults, doing workshops. And I mean, it's just imploding. My world has imploded by what happened for me, right? It happened for me so that it prepared me for the next chapter of my life.
I don't know that happens very often to someone, but then to be able to share that, let me ask you, in sharing that, what came up when you were going through that, when you were writing it? I mean, were you reliving it again? Did you hit that panic button again? Or,
you know what? That's a very interesting question. And my answer to you is no. The writing part for me was so easy because it was so vivid. Those dreams that I would have, those reoccurring dreams, I could describe to you every single word that it was written in the chapter was exactly what was happening in this dream. And I didn't relive it because of the years that I took and invested in myself to regulate myself and to let go of the expectations of myself and to really work on stretching myself to become who I am today. You know, where that person was, imprinted beliefs about, the role of motherhood, the role of being a wife, the role of being a, young Greek, girl that, that our family heritage is women were, brought up to think that we had to get married, raise children, cook, clean, and be a good homemaker and wife, and I played that role to the best of my ability. And then when that kind of phase was phasing out, I said, well, who am I now? And so those beliefs, although yet were really imprinted in, and then when my kids would have struggles or things weren't working, the way I thought they should, I would take it so personally. And it was like so painful. And I'm like, I'm not a good mom and I'm not showing up the way I need to. And something needs to change.
When they didn't like your pastizio or baklava.
Exactly. Which I make a very good one, by the way. But,
sure you do.
Yeah, I do. I do. I do love to cook. But, I think that's part of the whole process is I had to go through it myself and I had to go through the storm myself and weed out all the shit that no longer serves me, which was my expectations I was putting on myself. My kids and my family didn't care. But I thought they did, so this is the transformational work really works. So when I was to answer your question when I was writing it down, it was just, I was so happy to share that story because I was on the other side of it.
That's interesting from the standpoint that I'm wondering now. Okay. So I consider you to be unique, even though you may not consider yourself to be unique because you have invested so much time, energy, or blood, sweat, and tears, whatever you want to say, into you in the development or evolution of you. I'm wondering in that class, because I'm sure that you all shared your chapters as you went along, I'm wondering how that landed with some of the other folks, because they may not have all of the tools that, well, I'm sure they don't have all the tools that you possess, but I mean, did you see that? When people were reading it, were those emotions bubbling up and bubbling over?
I don't think it was that much about, I don't know what was going on inside them when they read it, but the feedback that I got from so many people was, I've known you for so long, or even just the group of authors that we wrote with, we knew each other from Zoom, hanging out, on during this course. What you see on the outside of someone is not what's going on the inside, right? So we don't share those stories, right? And that's like that to learn about each other and the assumptions that we think of each other, like, wow, this guy's got his shit together. This one, this girl is, is an amazing writer and all. And then you learn the wounds that she or he has been carrying, and it comes to light on the page. You really connect deeper, right? It's like such a deep connection now between all of us because we're so we kind of went through the process together and now we're even seeing each other from such a deep place with admiration of their courage and, you know, now what they're doing in the world.
That sounds so cool. That really is very cool. And thank you for sharing that. And I knew I had the opportunity to read your chapter prior to the book being printed, which was really, really cool, because the original version that you spoke of, I can tell you with 100% certainty that I heard your voice as I was reading this, because it was you coming through that. And I think I even mentioned that to you, because I could just hear it. And it really is an amazing thing to think of, that it all started with a reoccurring, oh, we'll say dream or nightmare, whatever you want to call it. It was that reoccurring circumstance that was the catalyst to embarking on that journey that you're on now and brought you to where you are today. It's very cool. And I can say that Irene has so many different tools in her coaching toolbox that she can help with so many different areas of people's lives, whether it be personally or professionally. It's really quite unique. Speaking of unique, as far as the book is concerned, I understand that the proceeds are going to a cause.
Yes. So all there's three volumes, and each volume is going to go to a different cause. But volume one is going to the Nashville Women's Sexual Assault Center. Mm. So every single dollar, it's a give back book. So every single dollar that we make on the book is going to go directly to them. And they have beautiful programs set up for women that have been sexually assaulted. Training, life coach training that we do all together will be also given to them, women at the center, and to fix up the space and to really make it a place to empower these women, that they're not victims of what happened to them, that they, you know, have the power within to learn and grow and, you know, just push forward and live their best life. You know, it's not just because what happened to them is awful and horrific and, you know, never justifiable, but this gives them the tools and the wisdom and the power to move forward and take that and, you know, move through their life without that heaviness.
Right. Come out on the other side.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's great. I don't know what else to say about that. I just think that is a, that's a powerful cause, and it's a wonderful cause, so much so that I want to make sure to include in the show notes a link to purchase this book. And I encourage all of the listeners out there to do it, not only from the standpoint that it's really a wonderful book, it's also going to a wonderful cause. And here's the thing, Irene hit upon something that I think is all too common with us as human beings. And that's that we essentially wear a mask, right? And we show people what we want them to see. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that they don't have a safe place to share those things, share those feelings, share those experiences. And with this book, having read the chapters, there are so many different things that people have experienced, that people that I actually know outside of the authors have experienced those things, and each has a unique story in how they came through that and the steps that they took that helped them. And I don't want to say it, recovery sounds, you know, bleak, and it's not. It's just how to handle and deal with those circumstances or situations.
The book is, you're never alone. You know, we're all unique and we all have our stories to tell. But when you read each chapter, I recommend you read them one at a time, or, you know, pick what resonates with you and just start slow, because some of them are pretty heavy and deep stories. Yeah. And, And you really, if you resonate with that person, the beauty of this book is we all created a workbook, a free workbook that's attached to the book. So if you can buy it on Kindle or Amazon in paperback or digital. And then once you get it, there's a free download to the workbook. So every author submitted their tools, and there's some meditation links, and there's some workbook pages, and it's really a great foundation. You know, you can read or resonate with a few of the stories, but the workbook is key, because now you can go in at the privacy of your, you know, in your own time and flip through the workbook and start practicing the tools. And then if you resonate with one of the authors in that workbook, before you sign up for it, it's about the authors. So you can scroll through the 25 coaches and healers and professionals that are there. And all our information is there, our website, our social media handles, and you can just get a hold of us, super easy. So that's what I loved about it, was that, you know what, not everyone's going to resonate with everybody. But if you're like, oh, you know what, I really resonated with that story of divorce, and I really resonate that story of, parenting, or whatever chapter, you can just go into that and say, oh, you know what, I really want to, check her out, and then reach out. Because that's what we're here for.
You know, I was just thinking, the price of that book, holy cow, with all of those tools at the end, it seems like you could probably charge more than is being charged for it. But, I'll leave that up to Jen to decide that.
Yeah, but seriously. It's the way we all felt it, or, and the way Jen presented it, is that it's a give back book, and we're going to donate everything to the proceeds of the charity of choice for the three different volumes. And the workbook is a gift to our listeners, to our audience, to the people that buy the book, because once you get through that, if you start, and you start noticing some shifts, and now you're like, I need some accountability. I don't want to do this alone. Well, there's a plethora of people to pick from.
Right.
And who you resonate, you can just give us a call and say, hey, you know what? Do some one-on-ones, do the next workshop, do a group training. And that's how things happen. Everything's synchronistic, and things all happen for reasons. So that's why we're here.
I really sense the fact that was a give back or pay it forward type of situation. And Jen is notorious for doing that. And I think what that does too, is it also, when you have somebody doing it, it becomes a habit, and it gets out there, and other people do it as well, which is fantastic as far as I'm concerned, which is part of what we talk about even on a podcast, right? Mm-hmm. If it impacts, if it has a positive impact on one person, then job is done.
Yeah. Right? That's all that matters. Yay, yeah.
And that is it. That's all that does really matter. So as far as your takeaway from this, did you have a takeaway from the process?
This is going to sound silly, but from where I came from, where I am today, and after publishing this book and doing some workshops and doing, coaching now for a little bit, there's nothing I can't do. And that's not coming from a place of ego or, conceited kind of comment. It's that I was the one that was in my own way all this time. I'm not good enough. Who wants to hear my story? I can't even write. I'm not. The story, it presented in front of me, and the opportunities came. And as each opportunity came, I was scared out of my mind, but I was like, I'm just going to do it anyway. And then I just jumped into it. So the ego, when I took that ego part away, like, who's going to buy this book, and da 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 da, and I'm like, this is a give back, and this is going to, share our messages with the world, even if one person just hears it. And now it's like taking off, and everything is just happening. So once I realized that I was in my own way, I don't care. I think I can put anything I put my mind to.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. I wish I could just give you a big hug, because that, when you said there's nothing you can't do, I was just like, you know, yeah, damn straight. Yeah. You are 100% right on that. And it is, it's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
And I want people to know that, you know, just know that there is nothing stopping you but yourself.
Right on.
Right? And the itty bitty shitty committee that lives up in your head that tells you, know, you know, no, you can't. And I really highly recommend, like, if you have a book or you want to get a podcast going or you want to be a speaker or you want to learn to, you know, transformation for yourself and then eventually others, reach out, right? Reach out, join, yes, join these groups, because, you know, community is everything. And you're right, with like-minded people and people that are going to support you and lift you up rather than squash you down and say, what are you doing that for? You know?
Right. Well, let me ask you really quick, as we're getting ready to wrap up here. Mm-hmm. Do you have anything going on that you'd like to talk about?
Right now, as the holidays are coming, I'm just ending a few of my groups that have been running. I like to kind of slow down before the holidays because sure, we all get a little crazy. So right now, from November to the end of, you know, to beginning of January, is just strictly one-on-ones. If you're having a crisis, if you need to learn how to get through the holidays, we want to jump on some clarity calls, I'm totally available. And then come January, the Clarity Catalyst and Action Catalyst are back up and running the week after New Year's, 8-week course. And yeah, and then we're going to get the ball rolling for the upcoming new year.
And how can people get in touch with you to do that?
You can get in touch with me at www.soulsurgerylifecoaching.com. Or reach out through social media, either Facebook or Instagram. And I believe that's Soul Surgery LC. And yeah, I'd look forward to hearing from you.
Awesome. Well, it's just about time to cue the music for today's episode. But don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe to the Drop the Needle podcast to stay up to date on our latest episodes. I'd also like to take a moment to thank everyone for tuning in today. And I hope you enjoyed the episode of the Drop the Needle podcast. I'd also like to thank our special guest, my queen, Irene DeResti, for being on our show today. So thank you again, Irene. And I'd also like to invite you to head on over to the show notes, where there's going to be a link to everything that we talked about today, including the ability to purchase the book. And I think that that's something I encourage everyone. And please just take a look at this. I mean, it's definitely a worthwhile investment, in my opinion. A quick reminder that episodes are back to an every other week rotation unless we have another special series. All right, my Drop the Needle posse, like Billy Joel says, from the highs to the lows to the end of the show, this is the end of our show. Until next time, this is Jim Allstott wishing you infinite health and happiness and the perfect playlist for your life. Thank you again for being the best part of us. Catch you next time.